Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I have had a helpful call.
Yep.
I'll spare you the details, but you remember in the original piece of paper, you have where you can get at it, the paper which was...
Give me my bag over there.
...that you dictated back on May 13th.
Yeah.
The third paragraph of that is reinstated.
Wait just a second, will you?
Yeah.
I gotta go through all my junk here. On May 13.
Dictated, my heading says dictated by a fellow named Dean that I don't remember knowing. At 4:15 on May 13, it begins, it is understood that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Paragraph 3 is reinstated.
Right.
That helps us a lot with the conference.
Yeah.
Because it's good for his honor.
That's the one relating to Mr. P.
Right.
There's just two lines in it.
Well, it's one sentence.
Right.
Second thing, the basic condition that you've been for and I've been mixed up on, he came back and said, how about a civilian?
Yeah.
I said, there's only one McNamara.
Yeah.
He said, okay, could he talk to one person that we've talked about before?
Yeah.
And we are arranging it. It is a person that, if it worked, would be very, very good from the point of view of size, friend. That conversation will introduce our friend to some of the feelings on that side of the fence, which I regard as a healthy thing for him to learn.
Now, can you give me a little indication of who that guy is?
Yes, I'm trying to find a piece of paper in which his name appears.
Yeah.
Do you remember a list of three put forward for a big job by size, crowd?
Oh, boy.
Well, that's not good. Let me see if I can do better than that. Wait a moment, I think I've got something here that might do it.
I remember that list. You're talking.
Right, well, I found it. I found the name.
Yeah.
You look at table number 1756.
Table 1756.
General summary as of May 17.
As of May 17.
Number 1756 from us.
Wait a minute. 1756. Okay.
Right. Sort of halfway through in the sector of the telegram which is headed G aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The first, second, third, fourth, fifth paragraph of that section of this long message.
Yeah.
Says names, three names.
Mm-hmm.
The middle one is the man we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase is blank made him smile. But he's changed. The smile is now one of affection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll get it. Go ahead.
Now, that's
I'm getting it.
Conversation that we're trying to work out.
First rate.
We would prefer not to discuss that further.
Yes, sir.
Those two are the points that came out of the conversation. There is, I would say, and there was just literally no conversation about the topic that gave us that broke things off yesterday. I gave him a speech about the usefulness of avoiding that kind of problem, but that wasn't for him and me. We were dealing with much larger and greater issues at stake.
Yeah.
Let people bicker about what a chopper has done or not done.
Yeah.
Get in the way, and he ought to stop it, and I would try to stop it.
Yeah, well...
The situation report.
Well, now, what about the nomination from Size Crowd? Are they willing to go on that?
You mean as of before?
No, the paragraph saying that somebody go in nominated by the other crowd.
That was what he was at one point. This man was.
Oh, I say so. There'd be a coalescence of those two paragraphs as we always contemplated.
Yep.
Right. Now, how, have you gone back?
Oh, no, I can't say that Psy can sell P to his people, but that isn't crucial.
No, I don't mean that.
No, but on this other matter, on the name that he's hoping to talk to,
yeah,
that is a nominee.
I get it. Okay, now, next question I want to ask you, was any discussion about the three, to go?
No, I haven't talked. I only said that he said something to me about how he kept hearing about how terrible people were in the other camp. And I said, well, I can assure you I get those noises. I called his attention to certain vacations that have already been arranged.
Yeah.
Think that all the Harvards should get holidays and none of the Yales.
Yeah, I see. All right, now, do you also think that you'll be able to get down to the non-brass members?
I will do that. I've got two things to do with him this afternoon.
Yeah.
To reframe for general use the actual agreement.
Yeah.
Needs a little attention, in which I will stick just as close to existing language as I can, but he needs that.
Mm-hmm.
The other is to get from him a clear sense of names and numbers of
non-brass
playing players.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's great. Now, I'm going,
We incidentally are taking the discretion you gave us to deal with the bright idea in our 1801.
Yeah.
We are going full steam ahead. The immediate impact of this is to put, is to make trouble with the guy we kind of like to make trouble with, because he's getting cocky.
You mean I?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is the effect of it, and you just play it like an organ any way you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the, I think I've got the name now, and everything's...
The overall problem, my opinion is as it was, and I have nothing to add except that it's clear that we have a little movement.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Now, hold on just a second, will you? I want to be sure that I've got the name. What paragraph did you say that is?
It's about the, have you got the section that says G aspect?
Yeah.
About the fifth paragraph down there.
Oh, yeah.
Says we tried out on.
Yeah. And then there's one name.
Names listed in a row, the middle one.
I've got,
don't give the initials. I don't
no, I won't, but I've got only one, two made them. Oh, I see. I get it. Okay. I got it. Now, please pray for me in the next hour.
Please do what?
Pray for me in the last, in the next hour.
Have an interesting time. Can I get to talk to his boss?
I don't know. I think his boss will be all right.
Okay.
Thank you. Good work. Bye.